Book critic Maureen Corrigan has left her guilty fingerprints all over P.D. James's new mystery novel, Death in Holy Orders. Here's her review.
P.D. James again? That's the enthusiastic response I got from a friend who asked what I planned on reviewing this week. It's true. Every time James issues another book, I review it. I guess I'm in a rut with P.D. James, who herself is in a rut, writing her Adam Dalgliesh mysteries year after year. This latest, Death in Holy Orders, is her 11th. But in our joint defense, allow me to get theoretical for a minute and suggest that ruttedness is precisely the great literary advantage that series fiction, in James's case detective series fiction, has over one-shot novels. As a writer of series fiction, James has had the luxury of developing her complex characters over decades. She's also rung slow, subtle changes on the familiar formula of the classic British mystery. For a loyal reader like me, part of the pleasure of reading James is the pleasure of being in the know, catching on to how Commander Adam Dalgliesh of Scotland Yard and the supporting cast of police characters has changed from book to book, noting the insider references to earlier cases. Death in Holy Orders serves up those same cerebral attractions as well as the restrained narrative suspense and palpable mood of dread that distinguishes James's best mysteries. But something else is also afoot here. James is now over 80, and I hope she's planning to write more mysteries, but I suspect Death in Holy Orders might well serve as the last of the Dalgliesh series. This story has an apocalyptic feel to it. Everything here is coming to an end. Even the stark East Anglian coastline where the book is set is crumbling into the sea. Also lending to the summing up tone of this story is the fact that James, brilliantly and sometimes comically, alludes here to the work of all the immortal mystery writers who've preceded her, starting with Edgar Allan Poe through Arthur Conan Doyle, Agatha Christie, Dorothy Sayers, and the rest of that distinguished and murderous company. My final and I think conclusive piece of evidence for why Death in Holy Orders may be James's literary swan song is the fact that Adam Dalgliesh, James's solitary poet detective, falls in love by the end of this novel. Beyond bullets, knife wounds, or poison, the only thing that could kill off Dalgliesh's essentially gloomy character is happiness. The opening premise of Death in Holy Orders nods at the Gothic origins of mystery fiction. In a soon-to-be-closed theological college by the sea, the body of a young man studying for the Anglican priesthood has been found buried under a collapsed sandy outcropping. As one character puts it, the image of that boy gasping open-mouthed for air and finding only the killing sand haunts the atmosphere. Dalgliesh is called in because the boy's father, an influential business mogul, is dissatisfied with the inquest's verdict of accidental death. In rapid succession, three more corpses turn up, and soon Dalgliesh is creeping at night through the labyrinthine corridors of the college, desperately trying to outwit a criminal intelligence that, we're told, is equal to his own. If James weren't such an elegant and serious writer, the plot of Death in Holy Orders, which also references black masses and a secret Egyptian papyrus, could easily have devolved into slapstick. But James consistently has harbored loftier aims for her murder mysteries. Nowhere in her canon has James' almost religious appreciation for mystery with a capital M been more apparent than in this novel, which explicitly meditates on the problem of evil and on the future of faith in an increasingly godless world. Here's how one character cheekily dismisses organized religion. The church in the Middle Ages gave comfort and light and pictures and stories and the hope of everlasting life. The 21st century has other compensations, football for one. And then there's shopping, art and music, travel, alcohol, drugs. We all have our own resources for staving off those two horrors of human life, boredom and the knowledge that we die. And now, God help us, there's the internet. That character left out of his list of worldly compensations, mystery novels, which in the case of P.D. James's own mystery novels have both entertained readers and prodded them to ponder the infinite. P.D. James again? I hope so. But something about the autumnal feel of Death in Holy Orders makes me think that it's a fitting and final eulogy for an extraordinary mystery series. But my hunch may be wrong. After all, I almost always pick the wrong suspect as the murderer.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.